This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the LA Times.
Hi, thanks for having me.
BrokeMillennial.com, that's the feel-good site of the year, isn't it?
Oh, you know it.
So what do you guys do?
So at Broke Millennial, it's really a financial literacy-focused blog. So the whole point is just to make money much less intimidating, and we use humor and sarcasm and personal stories to make it seem fun.
All right, so let's talk about student loans, specifically the impact of these higher payments and how it's going to play out on you're just getting your footing in the post-grad world. What do you do?
Well, the first thing you need to do is set some sort of budget for yourself. You need to realize how much money you have coming in and how much money you have going out every single week, every single month.
Well, but that's good sense for anybody. This seems, though, to be especially onerous because you don't really have any money banked at this point since you're just coming out of the university. You're hopefully just getting your footing in the job market. And now you're even further behind the eight ball because you've got less income because of this higher nut. Does that affect lifestyle choices?
It absolutely is affecting lifestyle choices. And one of the big concerns for millennials is the fact that they're delaying saving for retirement and for just a general emergency fund. So, you know, you graduate from college, you're used to being in the partying mode, you're used to going out with your friends 3-4 nights a week. It's hard to curb that habit when you get out into the real world. And it's much more fun to go out to a few happy hours than to put 50, 100 extra bucks a month away into a retirement fund or savings.
Faithful listeners of this show know that saving for retirement is a mantra around here. But let me ask you, is it smart or prudent to maybe delay some of those forward-thinking questions until you've got a footing in the working world?
Well, as soon as you have your foot in the working world and you have the option to contribute to a 401k, particularly if your employer is matching it, you better be contributing because you are literally throwing away free money if you're not. So there are very few circumstances where you should be delaying saving and saving for retirement.
Then how aggressive do you want to be in paying down that student debt?
It's really going to be unique for each individual, but you're going to want to start chipping away at the principal pretty quickly. And the sooner you can dig yourself out of debt, the better. And if it means you have to live a more minimalist lifestyle the first few years out of college, then so be it. But you're really going to appreciate it later.
Clearly, a little belt tightening is in order here. Erin, what do you advise?
One of the first things that I personally did, and I've seen a lot of my peers do, is just cut the cord. You know, do you really need cable? Is it a necessity in your life? We have Hulu. We have Netflix. You know, if you pay for Amazon Prime, you have instant streaming on Amazon. So if you're really never around during prime time to watch your shows on cable, just cut the cord, save the $30-$40 a month, and pay an $8 a month subscription to another service.
That's a great tip. I'm guessing also I don't want to be going out to restaurants quite as often.
Absolutely not. You know, if you learn how to cook for yourself and definitely start brown bagging your lunch to work, it's a great idea. And the other thing is you don't want to deprive yourself. If you want to go out every once in a while, do it. But look for deals. Go on Groupon. Download the app Scout Mob. Anything like that that's going to help you pinch a few pennies is a really good idea.
Now, Erin, what other things should somebody be thinking about as they're getting going in the personal finance world, even with this big nugget of debt over them? Should they be thinking about, for example, buying a home, financing a car, looking at other big ticket expenses?
You're really going to have to see if that's something that you can afford at the time, but I think we're absolutely going to see a rise of millennials that are going to delay entering the housing market. You're not going to see as many young folks buying homes. You're going to see a lot more renters. You're going to see fewer people buying a car outright, and you're really going to see a rise in the roommate. 10, 15, 20 years ago, perhaps by the time you were 28, 29, 30, you didn't have a roommate anymore. For millennials, that might not be the case. We might have to hold on to roommates that aren't a significant other, aren't a husband or a wife, just out of sheer necessity.
Why do I feel like a whole new generation of sitcoms is coming down the road?
Oh, it's absolutely coming.
Erin Lowry is the founder of BrokeMillennial.com. Erin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.